Well, that music means that Trent Ferris from the York County Sheriff's Office is here. And when he is here, we do bring awareness to Crime Stoppers and law enforcement or the law enforcement community. And good morning to you, Trent.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Let's just make a little PSA to remind folks real quick how Crime Stoppers operates, how it works, and how folks can help with information to bring forward to help you all, because I understand you all are looking for some information for a deadly shooting that happened.
Yeah, so that happened on Friday night. But we have put up a QR code on our website to give, like if you have a Ring doorbell camera, you can upload that for that. If you can find it, it's a QR code. I know somebody's like, why'd you put a QR code on my phone where I can't scan? Well, get somebody else's phone and scan that QR code. But anyway, yeah, so Crime Stoppers is a... You know, it's been around since, gosh, early 2000s. Been, you know, anonymous tips forever. And the way you can send in tips is just to either one, go old fashioned, 1-866-409-4321. And then, but the easiest way that we try to tell most folks is go to our website, crimestoppersofyorkcounty.com. And then you see this little submit a tip. Click on that and you can submit a tip on your phone, on your desktop, laptop, whatever. And also, you can use the P3 Tips app. You can go in your app store and just put it on your phone. And whenever you have an information about a crime, it's the same thing that you would go to if you went online to get it. It's like this big form. Everybody said, well, they're going to get like the
IP address.
The IP address and all the codes and find out who I am. No, it's not how it works. It doesn't even come to us at the sheriff's office. It doesn't go to the board of the Crime Stoppers. It goes somewhere else. And they send us the basic, you know, the information, and then you become a number. And then when if that tip leads to an arrest, you can go to the local bank that I can't remember which one they have now and go pick up your money.
That's it. So you're just known as a number in the system. Mm-hmm. And the only way people find out is...
We contact you through that number.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Okay.
But the only way that people would know that you ratted them out is if you yourself...
Yep.
Told them.
So
I call Crime Stoppers. Look, just... I got $100 from Crime Stoppers. You know, whatever. Yeah.
That's exactly how I imagine that conversation going, by the way, Trent. That's exactly
it. Got to go to the bank under my code.
I got $100.
409-4321.
Yeah. All right. Well, please do so. Crime Stoppers has been very instrumental in breaking a ton of cases and helping law enforcement community. Listen, an extra set of eyes, it can always help. Law enforcement, they do an unbelievable job. But if you saw a crime happening in real time, you could help them. Why not do so? And you get financially rewarded. So keep that in mind. And Crime Stoppers is such a great program. It's a very successful program here, in this part of the state. Yep. And we'd like to keep it that way. Well, we also talk about other items on Wanted Wednesday beyond Crime Stoppers. And that includes a speed enforcement operation that you all did recently on I-77, where you gave out a total of 90 citations and 31 warnings were issued.
Right.
And at one point, we're looking at some pictures, a car was going 91 miles per hour, to which you said
earlier,
there were faster ones.
Oh, yeah, totally.
9,900. This is kind of just a everyday occurrence?
So, like, yeah, our traffic unit is part of the South Carolina Law Enforcement Network, and other agencies are part of this network. So we had Agent Clover, Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Highway Patrol, us, everybody, Winthrop PD was among it. And we all get together and we combine forces to really hit it hard at one time to remind everybody to slow down. You know, and they all work all the time. Our traffic guys are out there right now working today. But this is one hard hitting effort to try to slow down traffic. And one of those peak times, we kind of had to slow it down because around the 5 o'clock hour, it gets a little too crowded.
Well, that's
on the
interstate. I said. When are these people on 77 where they can actually drive that fast?
Oh, exactly. But you would be surprised. So funny stories before we get there, we have a quick meeting to kind of game plan, and then everybody goes forth and conquers. Mm-hmm. So we had one person on the new Palmetto Parkway Bridge with one of those LIDAR speed guns, and then another one on South Anderson Road. And the guy on South Anderson Road got there before everybody could get lined up.
Set up.
And he gets on the radio, got one going 112 in northbound lane, 112, weaving out of traffic. And we're like,
I feel like my car would fall apart. Like, my car would combust.
You know, with as a police officer, you know, I could, with lights and sirens going code 3, I could go pretty fast. You know, law says so. Mm-hmm. Get somewhere fast. I've never been over 100.
I was about going to say, have 3. You driven that fast?
No. I mean,
do they train y'all? I think I've gotten to
it. Yeah, we do go to a driver's training every year.
Because I did a story with the Highway Patrol, and we went to where the Highway Patrol trains troopers in Columbia, and we did reach that, but it was on a straighter.
I think 100 road is about as fast as I've got
behind the academy.
But once you get that fast, your car starts shimmying.
That's what I'm saying. My tank.
All right, let me slow this down. We're going.
My tank. I gotta get there.
And it'd be dumb if I didn't get there.
And then Trent, when you pull the folks over, when the deputy officer, trooper says, sir or ma'am, do you know how fast you're going? Do they say 60 or 70 miles per hour? And then what's the reaction? What excuse do they give?
Well, you get a whole myriad of excuses. But the typical thing is, hey, I'm Deputy Trent Ferris. I'm with the York County Sheriff's Office. I stopped you today because we got you going 100 miles an hour over, you know, speed limit. 25 miles an hour over the speed limit, 100 miles an hour, or whatever it is, you know, however it is. Can I see your driver's license registration? There is no negotiating. There's no, I didn't go that fast. Nope, we got you.
They can't really deny anything at that point, right? Yeah.
We had a guy on the bridge going, blue car, blue Chevrolet Camaro, in and out of traffic, number 4 lane, number 2 lane, number 3 lane, number weaving in the trap, that kind of stuff. So we know exactly who the person is.
Are they usually impaired? Are they usually drunk?
I don't think we had anybody.
Are they just, they're just trying to get somewhere fast?
We didn't have any impaired
fast
drivers that day, but
boy,
no, it's just somebody who's, you know, they'll probably give some kind of random excuse, late for work, late to do this, or I just wasn't paying attention. Or just going, I don't know. Ashley, I wish I had the answers for you.
And you have to really fix your face because I would be like, really?
So Ashley will be a fantastic
deputy.
It's
just all business from there. Once you get up, it's all business from there. Yeah. And
I would be the same way. Just give me your license registration times and your insurance card.
You're going to get a citation if you get it.
And your insurance.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope you have a good job that you were trying. I hope you don't lose your job.
Man.
Because that insurance bill is going to skyrocket.
Trent, that's unbelievable.
So, there was I think it was 20 over 25 miles an hour over the speed limit in that little section of the corridor of I-77. It was, it's 60. And so I was with one of the deputies, and the guy we stopped said, oh, man, when did it change to 60? So people really aren't paying attention to the speed limit changes. Mm-hmm. And there was 3 signs ago that before you got here that said it went down to 60. You know, on I-77 North, from it starts at exit the port, not the Porter Road exit, but then exit 901 exit.
Well, and if you have a system in your car, like with the screen and the maps and all of that, if you hit your maps, it'll pop up when the speed limit changes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you should drive with the maps on. And I didn't really realize that until
it'll blink at you.
Yeah,
if you're
it
going
will.
Over.
It will let you know that the speed limit has changed.
It goes red. Mine turns to red immediately.
So it's worth just putting the maps on.
I took a screenshot of all the people who were punching that cops were here on Waze. It was like nothing but little blue men on the Waze. You know, if you've been on the Waze app, and you can see where. Police officer ahead. Police officer ahead.
Slow down.
Police officer reported ahead.
Speaking of Waze, real quick with that system, if you use the Waze app, it will say heads up, car on the side of the road, or heads up, law enforcement ahead.
Some debris in the road, that kind of stuff.
Someone posted, I feel like I contribute nothing to society until I'm driving and I'm using the Waze app. Then I feel like I'm doing
like
everything
social media
I can to help my
social
fellow
media
passengers.
For drivers.
Yeah, I'm helping my fellow. This person said I give nothing back to society throughout any part of my day. But when I'm using Waze, I am really helping.
I got 6 points.
I'm helping people because I'm alerting them to a law enforcement or a car on the side of the road or an accident.
So I tried. Yeah. I tried to sit there and not there, not there, not there. And it didn't work. You have to be traveling somewhere for it to work. And,
good case.
So, yeah, whatever.
All right. Well, speeding does not pay.
Don't
or does
do
not.
It. God, it's so dangerous.
What is it? What's the phrase? I forgot the phrase I'm trying to.
Me too.
Yeah. Thank you both for helping me.
I'm not reading your mind here.
Drown in the deep end here. It doesn't pay to speed.
Yeah,
that's the way it is. Yeah. Right words, wrong order. Yeah. Slow down. Get to somewhere. If you're 5 minutes late, it's better to be 5 minutes late than dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Or kill someone else.
Taking that's somebody's
it's
life.
Call someone else.
Because you're late to work or late to something. Yeah.
you know, you might be fine. And that's the big part of our prom pledge, which gets underway tomorrow, right? Yeah. Our first tomorrow. Prom pledge of 2026 gets underway. And we always say it's not necessarily you. You probably are doing the right thing. It's everyone else you have to be aware of, which our parents told us that. But yeah, you might be going 100 miles per hour and think nothing of it. What happens if the car in front of you slams on the brakes or stops and you cream into them? You survive, but something happens to them.
Blammo.
Yeah, it's just, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, we could preach it from here to the end of time, but it's just people are going to still do it. And it's there. We're,
I don't know.
We'll stop you, do our best. And the biggest number one complaint we have at the sheriff's office is the traffic, around the area. And so
I don't know. Seeing these pictures that y'all posted on social media, it really made me start to think.
And that's just us.
Yeah,
there was all those other agencies out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.